Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Välkommen till Teach Me Sweden med Erik Broström
and Jonathan Rollins.
Det här är en podcast där två komiker lär sig historia. Så det kanske inte är historiskt korrekt hela tiden, men vi gör det i alla fall med glimten i ögat.
Exactly. And this one is gonna be about dog and hole.
Ja, jag kan säga så här. Det här avsnittet är inte till för dem som har svårt att skilja på höger och vänster.
And then politically I'd say just listen up for a very well-known political figure to speak in this episode.
Ooh. Kaboom.
Stand by for dog and hole. Hey, this is Teach Me Sweden, your favorite American immigrant sitting with his favorite improv comic. It's Jonathan Rollins.
Erik Broström.
And we're going to teach me Sweden.
Din favorit svenska impro-komiker. Det finns fem.
Exactly. That's why it's easy to be the best.
Yeah.
But yes, in Teach Me Sweden, my friend Eric is going to go through some Swedish history with me as I learn about this country that I moved to.
Och även jag.
Yeah, because Eric don't know shit. So
så dålig.
But so far we know some things, like we learned about the executioner.
Ja, böden.
Yeah, And we've learned, what was the first one?
The Titanic.
There was a Swedish guy who survived the Titanic. So shout out to Tingling, Gunnar. Gunnar. Shout out to Gunnar, who forgot Swedish.
Exakt.
And now we're going to learn about something different.
Oh, vad spännande. Jag vet ju inte.
Yeah, for those of you that haven't listened before, Eric, the person who hears the story has not heard the story before. I'm going to go through this story that we're going to all learn about that I read. I'll be reading to Eric today, and we'll have fun. We'll do what we do here at Teach Me Sweden. Hmm. Have you heard of D-Day? You know what D-Day is, right?
D-Day, alltså andra världskriget, D-Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm, ja. Oh, so you know about D-Day.
Yeah.
Do you know about H-Day?
Är det bomb? Nej.
No, oh, is that Hiroshima you're thinking of? No?
Nej.
H-Day is the day that Sweden stopped driving on the left.
Ooh, det är högerdagen.
And started driving on the right.
Mm.
I didn't know this at first. I mean, I found out not too long ago that Sweden used to drive on the left.
Mm.
And then Sweden being Sweden loves American vehicles. And we're buying American vehicles like crazy here.
Mm-mm.
And American cars have this steering wheel on the left.
Var det därför som man bytte sida? And för att vi hade så mycket.
It made it very more dangerous to drive on the right side of the road. So one of the rest of the European standards were driving on the right. It's like in Britain, in Britain. And Iceland and Ireland, they all were driving on the left. Wait a second.
Nej, vad kör vi nu?
The rest of Europe was driving on the right. But Sweden, Britain, Ireland and Iceland, they stuck to the left. They were like, fuck that.
Eller hur? För England har fortfarande vänster.
Yes.
Trafik.
I was just there and it fucks me up. And you would think they would get the hint because they have to write on the street for the rest of the world which way you're supposed to look before you cross the street. So it's like anywhere else you are, they don't write it here on the street. Like you just know the cars are coming from this way.
Jag ska vara så jävla snobbig i England.
Yes, no, you have to walk this way.
It's our way, I'm afraid. You might die here.
Yeah, so Sweden was loved American cars, but loved British traffic rules. And this caused a lot of accidents back then, because when you're taking a turn and you're sitting on the side, it's more dangerous coming across a turn because you can't really see over there.
Det här är så dumt. Jag har ju inte körkort.
Oh, really?
Ja, nej. Jag tog aldrig körkort. Jag växte upp i Stockholm och så var jag en typisk här stockholmare som bara inte gjorde det. Och ja, men jag prioriterade bara andra saker liksom. Så jag fortfarande inte, varje dag tänker jag så här, jag borde ta körkort.
You know what, people like you anger me.
Varför då?
Well, I would like, no, you know what, I haven't walked around with you. But people who don't have a driver's license, they walk around in a way that really bothers me.
Okay, vänta, nu måste vi gräva lite i det här.
Yeah, let's
om
do
jag,
it.
Går jag på ett visst sätt om jag inte har körkort?
Yeah, like if you don't you don't have empathy for drivers because you don't know what we experience.
Aha, okay, so jag bara går över gatan.
So you just loop and don't realize how hard it is to stop this vehicle, how hard it is to see you. Like walking, you probably don't even think about it when you walk between two cars into the street.
Jo, men det gör jag. Jag har extremt dödsångest också.
Okay.
Så att jag är väldigt rädd för döden.
Okay.
Så att jag har väldigt stor respekt för bilar. Så att
okay.
Jag respekterar dem för att de är farliga.
Okay.
Så jag tror inte att jag är lika jobbig.
Good, man. I was gonna end this podcast right now. But a lot of people don't understand what the drivers go through. Or like that there's leaves on the ground. Makes it more slippery. Like,
just
you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Just det.
Despite the tradition, Sweden could hardly help noticing that neither their own motoring reflexes nor those of visitors from the right-hand countries changed at the border. So people are coming here from Norway. And then they're like bringing their cars.
Oh, nay.
And it was just like, oh shit, I gotta now drive on the opposite side of the road. And it was just all fucked up. And then the decision to move to the other side of the road was not taken lightly. In fact, the idea had repeatedly been voted down during the preceding decades.
Aha.
In 1955, a popular referendum showed that 83% of the Swedish population was opposed to changing.
Gillar inte förändringar alltså.
To driving on the right. However, in May 1963, the Swedish parliament voted overwhelmingly in favor of implementing the switch to right side driving.
Så regeringen tog över och bara,
they were like, fuck it.
Ja, nu gör vi det. Shit. De ville verkligen ha igenom
imagine
det där.
Imagine that. There's 83, but I'm surprised it wasn't right. But it's so Swedish to like, nope, we're not going to change. And then the government says change. And they're like, yes, we will change. That seems so Swedish to me. I can't believe, I don't think I've ever, what does everybody agree 83% on?
Inget. Jag har aldrig hört talas om en sån majoritet. Det är helt sjukt.
83%?
Ja. Det är ju vansinnigt.
Except for like barnbedrag.
Ja.
Something
men,
like that.
Ja, men precis. Men det är ju nästan en självklar grej på något sätt. Alla som har barn eller är ett barn eller har varit ett barn. Men
exactly.
Alltså, det sjuka är att man ens låter, att man ens har en folkomröstning om det.
Yeah.
Att det är så här, ja men vänta nu. Vi har ett stadsplaneringskontor. Vi har kollat på de här grejerna. Vi behöver byta sida för att folk skadar sig. Vad tycker ni, alla idioter? Nej!
Nej,
men
jag kör på den här sidan.
Ja, du bara bestäm bara. Ibland är det bara bestäm bara.
I agree. I was talking to my friends. We had my podcast, pardon me, the podcast I had in the past. We were talking about perfect governments, like how hard it is that work. Because democracy, you think it's gonna work, but then, you know, or, you know, capitalist democracy that we have in America, it's not really working out so great. And then, you know, every type of government has its problems. And we came to the conclusion that the perfect government is that of a well-meaning dictator. Never gonna happen.
Inte motsägelsefullt alls. Well-meaning. Well-meaning, power-hungry idiot.
I will begrudgingly help everyone. I'll give me all the power, and I don't really want it. They say considered one of the best American presidents is Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah, ja, jaså, Eisenhower. Han var under andra världskriget, eller hur? Eller?
No, nej, I think you're thinking of Roosevelt.
Roosevelt var under andra världskriget.
Eisenhower came a little bit later. He's like in kind of modern times, like before Reagan.
Ah, yeah.
A little bit before Ford, I think. Ford and then Reagan.
Okay.
But Eisenhower was president, and he didn't really run. both parties came to him and were like, take this country.
Nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that to me is probably why he was a good president, because he was just like, he wasn't power hungry. He was a military general.
Men betyder inte det också att om båda partierna stöder en kandidat, då kommer han få igenom jättemånga lagar.
Yeah, yeah, because they're like, this is the guy.
Ja, men då är det så här, Eisenhower, han gjorde jättemycket för landet, ja, för att han hade inget motstånd. Liksom.
But that's good though.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
almost,
yeah.
That's almost the
well-meaning dictator.
So back to Sweden.
Yeah.
So all Sweden's neighboring countries, of course, were driving on the right side already, because right means right.
Hur länge hade de haft det? Hade de haft det hela tiden, eller var det nyligen som de hade bytt?
You know, this is the 60s. I don't know when they switched in like Norway and Finland, but they were all so early as the 50s.
Okay.
Driving on the right.
Okay.
With all Sweden's neighboring countries driving on the right, it made sense for Sweden to do the same. Also, despite the left-handed driving rule, cars in Sweden typically had the steering wheel on the left. Because that's how, you know, that's how we roll in the US, and Sweden is like, hey, you know, we like muscle cars. And this led to many accidents, especially on narrow roads. Because you're both...
längst ifrån varandra.
Yeah.
Ja, precis.
And the car, yeah.
Just det. Mm.
Preparing the country for the change was a costly and complicated endeavor. Traffic lights had to be reversed. Road signs had to be changed. Intersections had to be redesigned. Lines on the roads had to get repainted. Think about all of this stuff that we don't need. Buses had to be modified. Because now you got to enter the bus on the opposite side. Then you get stressed out, right?
Oh, herregud.
Bus stops have to be moved now.
Ja, men vad fan. Det är för mycket. Skedde inte det här på en dag typ? Var det inte så att det gick från en dag till en annan?
We'll talk more.
Okej. Jag blir ivrig. Allt det här. Är ju helt, jag har aldrig tänkt på att just det, alla de grejerna måste ju faktiskt. Men hur fan gör man det? Vilket logistikproblem. Herregud.
I would have loved to be around for this. I'm really interested in logistics. I don't know if you know this, but that's my, before I stopped working, my professional job was logistics
var
planning.
Var
yeah. That was I'd have been like, ooh, give me more.
Men jag tror att nu hade det varit omöjligt, tror jag. Alltså nu, alltså 2021. Och göra den här förändringen. Alltså det hade ju varit ett helt annat. Jag menar, tänk på...
I think too many people would have gotten involved. You know what I mean? Like now, it would have been everybody with these opinions and all of these different ways to do it and insights and consultancy firms and all this stuff. It would have been harder to kind of take charge the way it seems like they take charge.
Förmodligen, men också storleken. Alltså att Stockholm var mycket mindre på 60-talet. Alltså...
It's not just Stockholm.
Nej, det är hela Sverige, men jag tänker storstäder framför allt.
You have to remember.
Det finns bara Stockholm.
There's other places.
Ja, men det är inte svårt att byta i Sveg där det bor 200 personer. Det är inte.
So naturally a massive PR campaign was conducted to reconcile the public to the change and educate them about how it will be implemented.
Okej.
Okay. Dog and whore is what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Got his own logo. They even went and got a... This seems like something that would happen now.
Det känns... De bara... det här är deras PR-knep. Ni vet dagen D. Ja. Nu kan ni se fram emot dagen H.
Det är såhär, who looks forward to D-day?
Dumt att jämföra liksom. Såhär, referera inte till ett jätteblodigt slag vid Normandie. Yeah. Det känns jättedumt exactly. Liksom. Kolla på Saving Private Ryan och sen kör du på vänster. Okej. Nej, höger menar
jag. I was going to say you're changing the rules, man. So they had the logo on everything. Milk cartons.
Mm.
And even underwear. And this is Sweden, right?
Yeah.
So what's more Swedish than this? They had a song contest.
Ooh.
And the winner was Whole Day Till Höger Svensson.
Vem sjöng den?
The Telestars.
The Telestars.
Yes. I want to find the song. I want to play the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Håll dig till höger, Svensson. Håll dig till höger, annars slutar du bara med en smäll. Håll dig till höger, Svensson. Håll dig till höger, annars slutar du åt en redig skräll.
So that was whole day till Höger Svensson by the Telestars.
Han du uppfatta vad texten handlade om?
No, I didn't even, I wasn't really listening to the...
Nej, han, hela första versen handlar om att så här, du måste passa dig för vänsterprassel. Alltså cheating. Vänsterprassel är en term, slang för cheating on your spouse.
Oh!
Så här har de alltså kopplat det så att det ska bli liksom, det är inte direkt, det handlar inte om trafik. Utan det är bara en påminnelse, men låten handlar om håll dig till höger, som är motsatsen till,
okay.
Vilket
so be faithful.
Lite konstigt när man pratar i politiska termer om vänster och höger. Så vadå, då? Okej, okay, så Moderaterna, de är aldrig otrogna, men
wow, that's jävlar. Pretty deep.
Miljöpartiet, de knullar runt som fan.
Fucking hipsters, hippies. Wow, I didn't know that. See, that's why I'm glad that you're here to go through this with me.
Clarifying.
Yeah, it's clarifying for me.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mm. All right, so that was part of it, that they had to hold it to Höger Svensson.
Och de vann.
Yeah, that's who won. I want to hear the worst song.
Eller hur? Jag vill höra alla bidrag.
Okay, here they come. So parliamentet decided to switch. And it says here, Swedish bureaucracy mobilized with terrifying efficiency.
Yes. That's what we do.
Psychologists made studies of drivers and pedestrians. Traffic engineers surveyed Sweden's 70,000 miles of roadway from Malmö to the remotest Lapland.
Mm.
Thousands of new signs and traffic lights were ordered. And every home, hospital, and prison received manuals detailing the 107 basic European road symbols that would replace the helter-skelter Swedish markers.
Fängelse? Bara.
Yeah. Well, you won't be able to...
Okej, du har 20 år kvar, men här är lite info som du behöver.
Keep this with you. I said keep it with you.
But I'm never getting out.
I'm on death row.
I'm on death row.
I'm about to meet...
the burden. Less, Sawyer.
Here's a little reading for your last meal.
What? No! Shop.
I voted against this. The last thing I did before I got locked up was vote against this. Most of my family did. About 83% of my family voted against this. To make sure foreign workers and visitors got the message, the foreign workers and visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who wrote this message. Oh. The Commission on Right-Hand Traffic. Of course they made a commission on right-hand traffic. Commission on Right-Hand Traffic printed pamphlets in 9 languages.
Oi. Mm.
From Portuguese to Serbo-Croatian.
Okay.
Guess how much the preparation costs? I have I have it in dollars.
Ingen aning.
It was $120 million.
Oh.
U.S.
Oh,
I don't know what the rate was at the time, but I'm sure it was probably about 10. You could probably say about 10.
Jag brukar alltid, gånger 10.
Yeah, oh. So like, that's 1.2 miljarder.
Oh. Det måste ju varit hela statskassan på den tiden.
Yeah, this was paid, this was tacked on to motorists. Taxes.
Ah, okay. Ah,
so people like you were like, oh, yeah, sure, go for it.
Ja.
It was a special taxes.
Så bara de som, ja men det är väl lite så, alltså nu är det ju, trängselskatten är väl samma sak lite, att de som har bil betalar
för vägarna. Eller?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. And we're probably still paying it off now.
Eller hur? Eller hur? De här 1,2, vi kommer aldrig betala av det där. Det är ju 1,2 miljarder. Herregud.
Yeah, so I wonder if that counts towards, you know how the Tunabana price goes up?
Ja.
I wonder if that counts towards this whole special tax thing.
Nej, vet du vad? Tunnelbanan, nu kommer politiska Erik.
Uh-oh.
Political Eric segment. Nej, men det där är ju bara, det är bara för att de ska ha fler spärrvakter och fler kontrollanter. Och sen så börjar folk planka och så höjer de priset för de ska ha fler spärrvakter och fler kontrollanter. Det är ju ett jättedåligt system för att hålla igång kollektivtrafiken. Det finns ju länder där kollektivtrafiken är gratis, det funkar jättebra. Så okay. Men jag vet inte, jag har ju ingen ekonomisk utbildning. Jag vet ju inte hur man lägger upp en budget för stadsplanering. Mm. Men jag tycker att det är störigt att de hela tiden höjer och skyller på massa liksom. Nu har folk plankat så mycket under pandemin, så nu måste vi höja priset för att nu måste vi sätta in fler spärrvakter. Det blir bara så här, det blir bara lite så här.
If there wasn't a charge, then you wouldn't need.
Nej, då behöver ingen kontrollera. Så det är lite så här East Germany in the 70s.
Uff.
I mean, jag överdriver kanske lite.
All right, well, we're not going to focus on Stockholm on this one.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of, we're talking about the collective traffic or whatever. Every time I've been to Gothenburg, every person that I met does not pay for their public transportation.
Kostar det?
Alltså, yeah, I pay. I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Okay,
And they're just like, man. One dude said he hadn't paid for 20 years.
No.
And he's like, he just gets off.
Hmm.
If they come on to check.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He could just tell and he'll just get off and walk. Or take the next one.
Sorry, Köpenhamn. I Danmark.
Gothenburg.
Oh, Göteborg. Ja, Göteborg. Ja, ja, ja. Ja, just det. Okej, okay, ja, men de är... Ja.
I was shocked and I was thinking maybe Stockholm's paying for the entire country.
Säkert.
If that's the case.
Säkert.
I thought about that. All right, so now we're going to focus on Gothenburg, though.
Okay.
Since I got friends out there that... Okay, so dog and hole, whore.
Mm.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
dog whore. And whore.
Mm-hmm. Bra.
I said it like dog and hoe, the whole day.
The whole day.
Dog and whore on Kungsports Avenue in Gothenburg. Okay, this is what's gonna happen.
Okay,
so the plan is that at 4:50 a.m. on September 3rd, 1967. All the traffic is gonna stop.
Varför 4:50? Varför 10 i 5? Skitsamma. Fortsätt. Okay.
For all traffic stops. And then for 10 minutes, everybody has time to switch.
Okay. Yeah.
To the right side.
Yeah.
And you have time to remove all of the signs. I mean, reveal all of the new signs.
Yeah, just det.
And then cover all of the old signs.
Okay.
Which will probably be facing the other way anyway. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
So everything's ready at 4:50 a.m. on September 3rd, 1967. As crowds of people, of course, gathered to watch. 4:50 in the morning. Honey, why are you up so early? I got to go watch the traffic change. This is before Netflix.
Fanns två kanaler. Nej, det kanske inte ens fanns två tv-kanaler. Det kanske fanns en tv-kanal.
Well, it should have been on TV, so everybody could have sat at home and watched.
Det är sant.
This is so weird. All vehicles on the road were instructed to come to a halt. They were then directed to move carefully from the left side of the road to the right side and wait. At the stroke of 5 a.m., following a radio countdown, an announcement was made. Sweden now has right-hand driving. Oof. And traffic was allowed to resume. And Time magazine called the event a brief but monumental traffic jam. Of course, Time magazine says that. And then Olof Palme had something to say about it. He's considered a very well-respected person and internationally known figure. So I figure we can hear what he had to say about it. Mm-hmm. So here's Olof Palme.
Okay.
Ja, här från riksdagshuset ska vi nu höra vårt lands kommunikationsminister, statsrådet Palme, som ska ge oss några ord på vägen när det gäller högertrafiken.
Det här är en mycket stor förändring av vår dagliga tillvaro, vår vardag. Tveksamheten har naturligtvis varit stor. Men denna vår inneboende tveksamhet mot en genomgripande förändring av vår dagliga trafikmiljö har fått vika inför en rationell internationalism och inför en reform som vi är övertygade om ska gagna säkerheten i trafiken. Jag vågar påstå att aldrig tidigare har ett land satsat så mycket av personliga arbetsinsatser och pengar för att få enhetliga internationella trafikregler. Det kommer självfallet att bli en hel del besvär i början. Men jag hoppas att vi ska klara dem med ömsesidig hänsyn och god vilja. Tänk särskilt på barnen. De glömmer så lätt.
Tänk på barnen.
Tänk särskilt på de gamla och de rörelsehindrade. De har inte alltid så lätt att reda sig i trafiken. Och sen återstår för mig ingenting annat än att säga välkomna i högertrafiken.
Damn.
Jag tycker att alla borde prata så här även 2021. Med bra uttal, diktation och artikulation gentemot alla barn, alla de gamla och de rörelsehindrade som inte har det så lätt i trafiken.
Does he is he somebody that's imitated a lot?
Vad sa du?
Is he someone who's imitated a lot?
Nej, alltså,
that was a really good. I thought you had like a Olaf always ready.
Ja, men jag har alltid så här högaktuella. Okay. Nej, jag tycker bara om att härma, men det är alltid gamla röster, är alltid roliga att härma från gamla journalfilmer. Det är vad det blir liksom ljusare och ljusare. Jag tror att det är ljud kvaliteten som på något sätt förändras och förvrids, men det är alltid liksom från 20-talet är det här uppe och sen så går det ner lite i 60-talet och nu 70-talet.
And at the time he was the communications director.
That
was his position at the time.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if this propelled him to like, oh man, this was the voice we heard after.
Att we changed. Like,
we trust this guy.
Just det.
Maybe he can be our prime minister one day, type of thing.
Oh, så om vi inte hade bytt så hade ingen skjutit Palme. Och Skiff hade inte haft någon karriär.
Man, sliding doors.
Verkligen.
The dog and ho sliding door.
Regeringen bara, vi ska byta. Palme bara,
jag vet inte.
Jag tror att det här kan vara negativt för mig på lång sikt.
He saw it happening. That's the part that they cut off on.
Exakt.
It's the beginning for you all, but the end for me.
Jag lämnar över. Varsågoda framtiden.
It's so worth it. I put my life on the line for you. Man, what would you guess? How do you think it went? Like switching on a Monday.
Alltså, jag har hört...
So you've heard about this.
Jag har hört att det hände.
Okay.
Men jag har inte liksom koll på, jag har ingen koll på Göteborg för att hallå, Stockholm. Jag har hört att det gick förvånansvärt smidigt med tanke på att det är en helt vansinnig manöver att du ska byta samtidigt från höger till vänster båda
well, that part, to me that part is the easy part.
Är det? Is it though?
No, I'm talking about you talking about the 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Because everybody stopped first. And I saw a video of this as well.
Okay.
And they just slowly drove to the other side and waited. And then at 5 o'clock, you know, after the signs are all uncovered, then they moved again.
Men dagen efter, när man ska köra ut från garageporten.
And you think, well, that's, how do you think that went?
Det var ju igår. Nu är du tillbaka till vänster.
Jag röstade emot det.
roligt experiment, men nu är vi på vänstersida igen.
Rätt ska vara rätt.
Rolig lek. Hela havet stormar för alla trafikanter. Jag tror att det måste ha varit lite kallare. Det måste ha varit kaos.
Okej. Okay. Overall, the change went smoothly.
Okay.
There were 125 reported accidents and no serious injuries.
Den dagen?
That day. The first day.
Okay, men nästa dag då?
The average Monday would normally have between 130 and 200 accidents.
Så var nästan mindre.
It was definitely less.
Oj, oj, oj.
Fewer accidents than the average.
Ah, so
the entire range of the average. So the least they would have is 130. And on this day, there were 125.
Så de hade rätt. Det resulterade i färre. Även fast de var tvungna att göra någonting helt nytt, så var det färre olyckor för att de körde på ett säkrare sätt. Med, eller?
I think it's also a psychological element to this.
Att man är mer alert.
Because you're like, oh shit, I need to pay attention to these signs.
Just det.
Mm. For about 2 years after Dagenhold, the number of traffic accidents dropped. Huh. Perhaps partly as a result of increased caution on the part of drivers still getting used to the new rules.
Okay.
So was it all worth it?
Har vi fått tillbaka våra 1,2 miljarder, frågar du?
Worth from a safety standpoint, it's hard to say. Hmm. A couple of years after the switch, accident levels returned to their earlier levels.
Nej.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Despite the hopes that bringing vehicle design and road rules into harmony would improve matters. But given the ever increasing number of cars on the road, it's possible today's accident levels will be even higher if the change had not been made.
Varför har vi inte bara en ratt i mitten och så får alla andra sitta bak?
What do you mean? Excuse me?
Om du flyttar ratten till mitten av bilen, så har du ju sikt lika långt på bägge sidorna.
Oh, I don't think accidents happen because of that. I think the accidents, it was more, I think the difference is, if you got most of the cars where you're driving on the left, and I mean the steering wheel is on the left, and you're on the driving on the left side, that's when you have the problem. But if they were still, if all the cars had right hand driving, then the left makes more sense.
Ja, men jag tänker nu på motorvägar också, att du har filer på båda sidorna.
Oh, so you mean like when you're driving from Norway into Sweden in 1952? Then you're in the middle, you're good.
Nej, jag menar nu, 2021. Tänk dig, det är fördelar. Du har motorvägen, du sitter i mitten, du ser lika långt till höger till vänster. Du slipper ha någon som sitter bredvid och är typ såhär, utan alla sitter där bak. Uh-huh. Det är ju, det känns som en awesome.
Or you can have somebody sitting on either side of you.
Ja, just det kan
man just sitting on both sides and you just use your mirrors and like
från ena sidan, kör fortare, sakta ner.
You can't call them it's backseat drivers. both side drivers. But as I said, I don't think it was just the left or the right. I think it was more the combination of left hand and
just det.
You're far from the middle.
Mm.
Sweden has since become a leader in the European traffic game.
Okay.
Last year, 2020, they presented a traffic document to the EU in order to help they presented a traffic document to the EU in order to help dramatically decrease the amount of traffic accidents by the year 2030.
Okay.
And the world trusts Sweden because.
Vad säger de att vi är bäst på det här, alltså?
We're up there.
Okay.
And as I was I took the driving test here, which was really difficult.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's notoriously difficult to get a license here.
I say det är därför jag inte orkar inte.
I get it.
I hate rejection.
I've never been married. But I think as I took the test, or as I was studying, they were talking about how Sweden, like, they dig into the numbers here and it's one of the lowest speed limits in Europe as well.
Okay.
And they had a mission to drop accidents, I think 30%, and they did it by slowing all the roads down and enforcing driving rules.
Mm-hmm. So, ja, men lägre hastigheter är väl alltid bra, såklart.
Yeah, it sucks when you're trying to get somewhere.
Min kollega My, jag kör ju mycket bil med henne, eller hon kör ju mycket bil, jag åker med. Vi åker på turné eller företagsjobb och sånt. Och hon hatar ju svenska bilister för att de är så fyrkantiga, liksom.
Yeah.
Hon är så här, i Sydeuropa så släpper man igenom varandra. Man är inte så här, hon tycker det är så här, det är jag som har förtur och så kör folk bara.
Yeah.
Istället för att bara säga, okej, go ahead, liksom. Typ att man har lite mer chill.
That's how it is approach. In the States too, it's kind of, except for taxi drivers, they're the worst everywhere.
Oh,
but other than that, I agree with that. However, I mean, it seems to be, I don't think the type of drivers here makes it safer. I think the approach of the government makes
reglerna.
It.
Ja, precis. Ja. Mm.
And people kind of follow rules here.
Just det. Mm.
They were the document that they presented is called the Stockholm Declaration.
Okay.
And they translated it into 9 languages.
Igen. Samma 9 som det var på den tiden.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nej. I don't know if Croatian Serbian is
no more Portuguese.
Fuck them. We're taking Swahili this time.
They need it.
De är redan här. Yeah, man. So that was Dog and Hole or H Day.
Wow.
In Sweden, man.
Shit.
Alltså, September 3rd, 1967.
Tänk att, alltså, man undrar ju, skulle det inte vara kul att byta tillbaka?
Just to see.
Bara för att få uppleva
det. I want to be a part of that.
Ja, jag vill också. Det är såna här roliga saker. Det blir som du sa, det blir så folkfest. Nu går vi ut och säger hej till bilisterna när de byter.
What would be cool is if cars were able to switch, move your steering wheel.
Ah. Typ som så här, man bara skjuter över. Ja.
That would be cool. Or maybe it had like a thing that you put in over here and you push a button and pedals come up.
Ah.
Now I can drive in England.
Var är våra flygande bilar? Det är ju det som är grejen. Det är ju
2020, they're coming.
Ah, oh, skönt. Förra året. Vänta nu.
I really thought by now we'd have flying cars. I loved Back to the Future when I was a kid.
Ja, och jag kommer ihåg, alltså det var så här 1991 så såg jag ett program på TV, de bara år 2000, nej det var inte så den rösten, det var år 2000 kommer vi ha, det var år 2000 kommer vi ha flygande bilar. Det är på gång nu, så fick man se typ en kub som bara sväva lite. De bara, ser ni? Nu är vi snart där. Man bara, just det.
And then we're like, oh shit, it's we're using oil for everything.
So. Ja, nej, jag fan. Jag tar körkort när vi har flygande bilar. Det lovar jag.
I have my license. I'm an adult, so it's called being a productive member of society. You're like, oh, I gotta go grocery shopping. Oh well.
Men jag bär, titta på de här musklerna.
Oh, okay.
Jag bär mina matvaror.
That's basically what I use the car for: picking up my son from school and getting groceries.
Precis.
So our car kind of sits there.
Det där blir skumt om jag hade bil och plockade upp barn från skolan. Det skulle vara skumt, för jag har inga barn. Så att det är jättedumt att jag... Det är helt fel.
You'd have to get a rickety van.
Jag måste verkligen bara... Kom nu, barn!
I have to get somebody's kids.
Det här är vad bilen är till för.
That's a good point. No kids. It makes sense. All right, man. Well, thanks for listening to the story. I appreciate it.
Tack för att du berättar den.
Yeah, man. I thought... I've been wanting to do this one because... I think it's just fascinating. And I expected to go in here and see, oh my God, 800 people died. People refused to drive on the right. And it was, nope. Det är klockan fem. Nu to andra sidan. It's like, man. So that was Dog and Hole. Stay tuned for more Teach Me Sweden. I got a story that you're going to love next time. I can't disclose it now, but ooh. I found out about some...
Something serious
awesome.
Shit.
Yeah. So stay tuned, man. We got more great stories. Sweden is rich in history, so I look forward to teaching me Sweden.
Yes.
Thank you guys for checking it out. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Erik Broström.
And we'll catch you next time.
Yes.
Peace.
Hello.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.